Today's Shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on Be'ez by the Gemara after the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah, we had learned in our previous Shir that the Shomrim around something that's there as a protection around something does not combine with the actual food to make a Kazayis for Tumas Nevela. Says the Gemara, Tanina L'ha Tatan Rabbanan. Teaches us the Gemara that our Braisa is, our Mishnah is teaching us what we learned in the Braisa as well. Shomrim, the Shomrim that are around the food, Tumakala, they can combine with the actual food that for a weaker Tumah. Tumas Eichlin is a weaker Tumah. V'loy Shomrim Tumah Chamura. And they can combine for more serious tumah, which is tumas nevela, because why is tumas oichlim considered a weaker tumah? Because tumas oichlim only has the ability to make food, to make other foods tumah, whereas tumas nevela has the ability to be matama even other bekelim. And our Gemara is teaching us that it only has the ability to combine for this weaker tumah, not for the stricter type of tumah. Says the Gemara, Shomrim tumah kala menolah. So ask the Gemara, as we've learned in the Mishnah, that there is a din of Shomrim by tumah kala, that by tumas oichlim, the Shomrim can combine. But the Gemara wants to know, where do we know this halacha from, menolah? From where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tana the Beir Shmuel. We learned in the Braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says, "V'chiyipam nevlosam akol zere zeruah yizara." And from here we learn that zroyim ashiyizara, anything that's planted food could be mekabel tumah. But we learn from this kederach shemnei adam metzin lizreya, that the way that foods are planted. That means chita, the wheat, a grain is planted beklipasa with its peel. Sira beklipasa, and so too our barley planted with their shell, the peel, and therefore since they are considered shomrim for the oichel, they're considered there as protection for the actual food. They are connected. They are connected with the actual food and the makabel tumah together with the food. How do we learn? So this is where we learn that the shomrim are mitztarif for the shomrim are mitztarif for tumas oichlim. However, as we learned, v'loy l'tumah chamura, shomrim are not mitztarif, tells us the Gemara, for tumah chamura, for tumas nevela. Ask the Gemara Mehechon, from where do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara Menolam, from where do we know that halacha? Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says regarding tumas nevela, Hanegeya ben Nevlosa Yitma the Erev. The pasuk ben Nevlosa teaches us that only if you touch ben Nevlosa, if you touch the actual nevela, as the Malbim points out in explaining this pasuk, this limud. The pasuk could have just said Hanugeya ba yitma, because we know the pasuk is speaking about nevela. Why does the Torah use the word, says the Gemara, of ben nevlasa? We learn from the word nevlasa that only if you touch the actual nevela, v'loy ba'or, but not if you touch the skin, the hide, she'ein alekazayis basar, that the hide that is attached to the meat is not going to make the meat tumah, is not going to combine to have tumas nevelas of a kazayis. Yochol hanegeya keneged basar mecharav. You would think that if somebody touches the hide that's on top of meat, shloye tumah, says the Gemara, tamaloy meyitma. So immediately ask the Gemara, my comer, the extra limud I saw that the Shita points out is from the letter Yud in the word Yitma. And the Gemara is trying to understand what does that letter Yud in the word Yitma come to teach us? Says the Gemara, my kamar, what did it come to teach us? Amar Rav of Amar Lei Kedi. As we have in Shas, there are two ways of always understanding what Kedi means. Some suggest that Kedi means that there was a Tana whose name was Kedi, and there are others that suggest that Kedi represents that it was taught, Kedi was taught anonymously. Hachtani, this is the way to understand what the Bryce comes to teach us. As we again, the pasuk says, "Hanegei b'nevlasa yitma at aariv v'loy ba'or shenol of kabayis basur." But if you have a situation that there is no kazayis of meat, v'or mashlim al kazayis, and the way you achieve a kazayis by is combining the or to the basur, that it won't be that even though this or is a shoyma to the basur, still the or does not combine with the basur to achieve a kazayis, because they don't combine for tumas nevela. Yochel shani moitzi af or sheyesh lo kazayis basur. So now, if you'll have a kazayis basur, now you have or attached to it. We might think that it's not that a person touches it is not tummy. Yochel shani moitza af or sheyesh lo kazayis basur. If we have hide that has a kazayis basur, hanegei kenege basur mecharev, and you touch the or on the other side of the basur, you will not be tamei. Yochel shloye tamei vafilu mas yod nami layavid. Moreover, since the or is a shomer, it can't be considered a yad, and therefore, if the or comes tamei, it won't transmit tamei to the basur, or vice versa. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says the word Yitma. The Pasuk, as we said, could have said the word Tameh, and instead it said the word Yitma. We learn from that Yud that the Shomish of the Nevela, even though it doesn't combine with the Basar, it can be considered like a Yad, and therefore, if Tuma touches the Yad, this R, it will make the Basar Tameh, and vice versa. If the Basar is Tameh, it will transmit Tuma. It will transmit tuma to the yad. Tanan hasam, so says the Gemara. So we've been learning starting with our Mishnah and now further with our Gemara that there are two halachic concepts. There's a concept of yad and there's a concept of shomer. So says the Gemara. The Mishnah Masechtat Oksin says, "Kom shemeshamish yad," something which serves as a yad, v'loy shomer, but it's not a shomer. For example, a bone that has no marrow, and on top of that bone there's a piece of meat. So since that piece of meat is connected to the bone, so that bone is a yad, but it's not a shomer. Tamei, if the food is tahor, but the sherets touch the bone, which we just identified is a yad, so it transmits truma to the food as if the sherets would have touched the food itself. Or metama, vice versa, if the food is tamei and this yad that's attached to this tamei food touches food that's tahar, it transmits the tuma from the tamei food to the tahar food. Moreover, however, if there is no kebeya, only because the yad makes us have a kebeya, the yad cannot be considered food that it should achieve the sheer kebeya, which we discussed in the Mishnah, is the sheer for tumas oichlan. Furthermore, shomer, if we have something which is a shomer, alpish any yad, if even though it doesn't serve as a yad for the food, the example is like we learned in our shiur today, when you have or attached to meat. So that or is a shomer, but it's not a yad. Tamei, if the food is tamer, if the food is tar, and the shomer came attached to, came in contact with a sheretz, it becomes tamei, and it brings tumah to the food. And vice versa, umetama, if the food was tamei and the shomer, this or that's on the other side of this basur, touched food that's tahar, that will make that tahar food tamei. And furthermore, umetzdarif. The shomer could combine with the food to get us a kebeya, which we said is the shir for tumas oichlim. As we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, two ways of learning it: either that a kebeya is everybody will agree that the kebeya is the amount that you need to transfer a tumah, and some say you even need a beya to be makabel tumah. Now continues the brisa, lo yad v'lo shomer. If something is neither a yad nor a shomer, the best example is hair. Hair is not a shomer for the meat, nor is it a yad. So there halacha is lo tamei. If the food is tar and a sheretz touched the hair, it won't make the food tamei. For lo matamei, if the food was tamei and the sheretz touched that food, it won't, that sar cannot serve as a method of bringing, of transferring tumah. So the Braisa summarized all of the halachas, or many of the halachas of Yadus and Shomrim. But now begins the Gemara, Yadus Heichik Sivi. There's clearly a halacha of Yad by tumah. So ask the Gemara, where do we learn the halacha of Yad? Says Madak Siv, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we've quoted, the Pasuk that teaches us about Tumas Oichlim, the Pasuk that teaches us that food is only Mekabel Tumah if it is Mukhshel Kabel Tumah. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'chiyite Mayim Alzera, V'nafel Mevlasam Olav Tamayu Lechem. Lechem, what does it mean? L'chol Shebet Tzurecheichem. That anything that is needed for this food has the din of Tumah. What does it teach us? L'rabbis says Yodis. That even though the Yodis are not the actual food, but they're used in connection to the food, you pick up the food through the yad, that's why it's going to be tumah. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says by nevela, v'ki yamsman b'hem ashir lechem la'achlam, hanegeb and nevlasu yidman arif. Again, here teaches us, again, here we have the word lechem. So again, we learn from that word, l'chol shebetzurchechem, l'rabbis, as hayadus, we learn here the halacha of yadus, that yad lahachnis, the yad could be a way to bring tumah to the food, and yad could also be a way, lahaitzi, how to get tumah transferred from food that's tumah, that will become in contact with the yad, and that food that is tar will now become tumah. Shomer lahachnis, or lahaitzi, that a shomer could transfer tumah in either direction, says the Lord Tzarek Kro. For that, there's no need for that. There's no need to have that pasuk. Says the because of kav chaymer miyad kasi. We can learn the halacha of a shomer from the halacha of a yad. Umay yad she'ena magina. The yad is not here to protect the food. Umay yad she'ena magina. Still, the halacha is machneses amaytzi, has the ability to transfer tumah. Shomer, which is actually connected to the food and has a very strong connection and protects the food, loikoshkein, that it has the ability to transfer tumah. Shomer de kos rachmana, but the pasuk does speak about shomer, as we said at the beginning of our shir, that we said that the words are called zera ziruashi zara, that taught us the halacha of shomerim, lomeli. So if we could have learned the halacha of shomerim from yadus, asked the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? For why is it necessary to have a pasuk for shomerim? Says the Gemara, letzarif, that the shomer combines with the food for the shir kebeya. Ve'ema, says the Gemara, after having learned all these different approaches, the Gemara asks now a question. Ve'ema, maybe the way to learn is like this. Yad lahachnas, if the yad comes in touch with tumah, it can make that food that it's touching tamei, v'loy lahoitzi, but it does not have the ability to transfer tumah that is already on the food to something else. Because if we look at the pasuk yitamayim azera, which is the pasuk from which we learned the halachas of yadois, there it's speaking about something that's tor that became tamei. And then the pasuk of a kiyomus mehema that teaches us the halacha of yadois, we can't use that yadus can transfer out. Maybe by tumas nevela, it has that ability. Because as we've been saying throughout our shir, tumas nevela is a very high level tumah. But shomer lahachnis, but a shomer can make food tamei that we'll learn from a kal v'chomer from Yad, and then of shomer that we'll learn that we learned from the pasuk called Zeres Zerua Shizara that we'll learn lahaitzi. The shomer could transfer the tumah to something else. Aval yad lahaitzi, that a yad has that ability, or that the halacha that a shomer is mitzarif to the shir kabeya loy, we don't have a pasuk for, and therefore the Gemara's question is: all of these various halachas that we learned in our shir, we don't have enough psukim to teach them all. Answers the Gemara lahaknas. Yad lahachnas v'loy lahotzi, that a yad can only transfer and make something tamei, but it can't take tamei and transfer it to something which is tar, says ma'loy matzat amrit. It's not a legitimate way of thinking. Because hashti yulim me'ala, if it has the ability to make something tamei, something that's currently not tamei, to make a tamei, to take something which is already tamei, a kfuke mabaya, if it could make something which is already which is currently tar, can make it into tuma, certainly has the ability to transfer tuma out. So therefore, yadis will learn both lahaknas and lahaitzi. Once we have a source, and once we've established the yadis of maknas and maitzi, we'll be able to understand through the kal v'chomer that so is certainly the halacha by a shomer, because a shomer is much more than a yad. We'll learn, and therefore we'll learn the halacha of a shomer from a kal v'chomer from yad. And therefore the pasuk of Ashi Zora, which we use for shomer, will be available to teach us that it's mitzarif, says the Gemara. Ve'ema, so maybe the way to understand the psukim, asks the Gemara now, is to learn like this. Yad lahaitzi, the yad has the ability to take something which takes a situation where we already have tuma and transfer it out. V'loy lahachnis, but it doesn't have the ability to make something tohor tomei. Because the pasuk kiyut mayim al zera, which teaches us the halacha of yadis, will learn that yadis could transfer tuma out. And we can't learn, as we just finished saying, that it can make something tamei from the fact that it could take something tamei further, because as we just learned, it's easier to take something that's already tamei and make something tar tamei that way than to take something which is tar and make it tamei. Shaim lahaitzi, that a shaimer could be maitzi, will indeed learn from a kal v'chomer from yad. And the pasuk of a kalzera zerua sheizora will be needed lahachnis, that a shaimer can make something tamei. Av yad lahachnis, that a yad can make something tohor tamei, or the din shomer letzarif, that a shomer could combine for the shir kabeya loy, we don't have any psukim. So answers the Gemara, yad yaserik siva. There's another ribuy in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Kol hashipam nevlosa oav yit matan v'karam yutatz tameim heim tameim yulachem." The word here too, as we've been learning throughout our shir, the word lachem, what I do, the word lachem, l'chol shebetzerbechechem, for everything that's put into the tanner, we know that anything that's in the airspace of the tanner becomes tamei, and from here we'll learn l'rabbis yodis, that the yad could bring tamei, could bring tumah to a tanner that is tar. So now we have a pasuk to teach us that yad not only is moitzi tuma, but we also have a pasuk to teach us that yad is machnas tuma. So now that we learned that a yad is moitzi a machnas tuma, certainly so will be the halacha by a shomer, because as we've been saying, a shomer is much more than a yad. So the yad can be machnas and moitzi, a shomer could certainly be machnas and moitzi, and therefore we'll have the pasuk of a kol zera zerua sheizora, which we're saying is a pasuk that's teaching us the halacha of shomer, will be available to teach us that the shomer is combining for the shir kabeya. Ask the Gemara, the haimanai miyuter, we're saying that one extra pasuk is here, and that one extra pasuk is here to teach us yad lahachnas. Says the Gemara, I'm not sure that we have any available psukim, because explains the Gemara. Lichtav Rachmana Bezroim, if we're going to say that the Torah should teach us the din of Yodis by food, V'laisa Chad Menayu, and we'll learn the halacha by Nevela and Tanner from food, we'll ask Mal Zroim Shekein Tumas Meruba, the halacha of Mekabel Tumah, even from a Vlada Tumah, whereas a Tanner, the airspace of a Tanner is only Mekabel Tumah from an Ava Tumah. Similarly, by a Nevela, we learned the halacha is that the Torah is more machmer by Zroim in a way than by Nevela. And therefore, as the Mishnah said that there's more cases of Tumas Oichlim than there is Tumas Nevelis. So that's the case. How can we learn them one from the other? So in the Gemara says, Lichta Rachmana Betana, should the Torah have said the Aloch of Yodis by Tanner, V'leisa Hanach Meneu, will say, and we'll learn Zroim and the Vela from Tana, Ma'ala Tana Shem came Tama Miviroi. There's a very unique halacha when we speak about the tum of a klicheris, the tum of a tanner of klicheris. Anything suspended in the airspace is tamei. That's a unique halacha by tanner, not by nevela, and not by zroim. And therefore the Gemara is saying we can't learn the halacha of zroim and nevela from tanner. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Lichter Rachman ben Avela, let the Torah say the halacha ben Avela, v'leisa Hanach ben Avela, we'll learn all the other halachas from Avela. Says the Gemara, man Avela, she came tama adam, Avela has the ability to be tama people, which food doesn't, umetama b'masa, even if you didn't touch it, you just carried it, tuma yotz magufa, moreover, it's something that it itself is tamei. The, however, zroim and taner, aren't metama people only oichlam mashkim? There's no tumas masa. You have to actually touch it, and they're not inherently tuma. They became tamei, and therefore we can't learn the halachas of zroim and tanur from nevela. Says the Gemara. Okay, chad mechad elayasya. Indeed, we can't learn anything just from one source. But says the Gemara, Teisi Chad Matarti, the Torah have written two sources. I don't need three sources for this halacha. So again, the Gemara tries to identify how we would learn it. Hey, Teisi, what don't you want should be written, but should only be learned through extrapolation? Loi Lichta Bezroim, says the Gemara, should the Torah have not written the halacha by Zroim, and will learn the din of Yodas Roim from Tana and Nevela? And if we want to develop it, we'll say that Tanner is Matama Mavira. So Nevela will teach us that it's not Matama Mavira. You have to have Nagia. And if we'll say to Nevela that has the Chumrah that's Matama people, we'll say Tanner is those Matama people. So we have enough of a way, suggests the Gemara, to learn Zroim from Tanner and Nevela. But says the Gemara Malach Hanach, when we speak about Tana Nevela, Shekem Etam B'Loi Hechsher, they are Tamei and they have all the halachas of Tamei. But when we speak about Zroim, as we often discuss, Shekem Etam El B'Hechsher, they only are able to give Tuma if they were Mukhsh L'Kabot Tuma, they became wet. Amar Rav Huna B'Rev Rav Huna, Perish Loi Hechsher, if you have Peris that weren't Mukhsh L'Kabot Tuma by coming wet, it's Ketanish Loi Nevelach Tamei. The halacha is that, and the Gemara is explaining, this often stated halacha, that food has to be mukhsh l'kabel tumah in order for it to become tumah, what is the pshat in it? The halacha is, because until it's mukhsh l'kabel tumah, it's not considered a complete food. And a tanner also, if it wasn't complete, it would not be able to be makabel tumah. So it turns out that tanner and zroim are the same. And therefore, we can learn the halacha of Zroim from Tana and Nevela. So therefore, the Yodis that the Torah writes by Zroim are superfluous. And it's here to teach us that a Yad can even be Machnas Tumat. Says the Gemara, this Ma'at Sa'ad, the Sa'ad HaShavad we're trying to learn, is really refutable. al par chachil. Ma lahanach shekem etamim shloim negiya. A tanez mekabel tumo. As soon as something comes into its airspace, if its sheretz comes into the airspace of the tanner, even though it didn't touch the tanner, it becomes tamei. Nevela is a nevela because the animal was killed and not slaughtered. Nothing made it tamei. Tamei b'zroim, whereas when we speak about zroim, shem tamei el benegiyah, the way zroim become tamei is something tamei touched it. So therefore the Gemara says that we can't learn the halacha of zroim from Tanner and Nevela, and therefore what we wanted to accomplish was that the pasuk of Yodos Bezroim is extra. We don't have any other way of learning the halacha of Yodos, and therefore it's not extra to teach us the halacha of Yad Lahachnas. So says the Gemara, we'll learn this way. L'lichta Rechmana B'Tanner, the Tanner should not have said the halacha of Yodos B'Tanner, V'teisi Mehenach, and we'll learn the halacha of Yodos by a Tanner from Zroim and Nevela. Because if you want to say that Zroim Amitama, Zroim Amitamos Meruba versus Tana, Nevela Techeach. If you want to say the Nevela is Matama Adam and a Tana is not, Zroim Yechiach. Says the Gemara, Mala Hanach, but says the Gemara, when we speak about Zroim and Nevela, Shekein Oichel, where they're both food. Tanner is not a food, and we would not be able, therefore, to learn Tanner from Zroim and Nevela alone. And as we mentioned the other day, the Gemara is basing itself on the concept that whenever we have a Tzadah Shava, it's very easy to refute. As soon as we have any question that we could ask to oppose the Tzadah Shava, we do. Says the Gemara, so the Torah shouldn't have written the halacha by Nevela of Yodos v'Teisim Mehanach, and we'll learn it from Zroim v'Tanner. If you say Zroim is Tumos Meruba, we'll bring from Tanner. If we'll try to say, it will bring a Raya from Tanner. And we'll want to say that Tanner has the special Chumrah that's Metama Me'avira, we'll learn from Nevela. If that's the case, Yad and Nevela Lomeli. Why was it necessary for the Torah to teach us the halacha of Yad? Im eina inyan liyad Nevela. If it's not here to teach us the halacha of Yad by Nevela, Tanei liyad da Alma, we will use it to teach us the Yad Lahachm. Not only is there a concept of Yad that it could export Tuma, but it even could import Tuma. Yad Lahaitzi, and the halacha of Yad is Moitzi Tuma. And the halacha of Shoymel et Sarif are all available to teach us this dinim. Vakati says, no. We still would have a need to have a posik for Yad and Nevela. Vakati, Yad the Nevela Itzruch. Dila kos rachmona Nevela, if, says the Gemara, the Torah wouldn't have written the word of Yad, the halacha of Yad men Nevela, have mina dial love mina din, lio is kanidain. We should always learn from, whenever we learn something from the source, the halacha is the Talmud cannot be stricter or have more halacha than the source. So what the Gemara is now saying, have a minute dialogue then Leos Kanidin. Mahanach, when we speak about Zroim Vatana, Loim Tama Adam, they don't have the Zroim and Tanner. They don't have the ability to be Matama Adam. So we're going to learn the halacha of Yad by Nevela from them. They wouldn't be able to be Matama Adam. But we say that Nevela is Matama Adam. So how will we know that a Yad is applicable by Nevela to the degree that it could spread Tumah even to a, that it could spread Tumah even to an Adam? That's why we have to have an extra pasuk for Yad by Tumah. And if that is the case, we don't have any extra psukim available. The Mishnah Masechta Av is Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel teaches us Halayim Mechaver Perek Echad or Halacha Echad or Pasuk Echad. If you learn from somebody just one halacha, I feel Isaac one letter, Tzarech Lenig by Kavod. You have to learn. You have to give him their respect. She came at Sinai with David Melech Yisrael. Shalom and Mechatayfa El Shnei Devarim Bilvad. David learned from Achitofel two halachas, and Kare Rabbi Alufim Yidoyi, Shadema V'ata Enish Ka'arf Erki Alufim Yidoyi. So, if David learned from Achitofel two things, certainly if you learn one halacha from somebody, then the halacha is, you have to show him respect. So the Baal Shem Tov asks a question. If we're learning from David and Achitofel, as the Mishnah itself says, the Mishnah says that David learns from Achitofel two things. So how does that very same Mishnah say that as soon as you learn one thing, you have to show respect? If the source is David and Achitofel, you would have to learn two things. Says the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov answers that when you learn one halacha, that one halacha multiplies. But when you learn from somebody who's a Rosha, like Achitofel, that Torah, Divrei Torah, do not have that ability. David HaMelech had to learn from Achitofel two things to call him a Rebbe. Because it's like we learned, Da'ayin Lovim and Adin Liyus Kaniden. But if you learn from a Talmud Chacham, even if you learn just one thing, but we're guaranteed that those Divrei Torah will have the ability to multiply, and it's only necessary to learn one thing. Says the Gemara, now that we've learned this piece of Gemara, indeed, says the Gemara, Yad in the Veil of Mitzvah Tzorach. There's a need for the Torah to have written the Halacha of Yad independently. Shaymu the Nevela, but the Halacha of Shaymu the Nevela of the Loi Tzorach. Delmai Halchsa Kasa Rechmona. Why have we learned that there's a need for having a new Pasuk for Shaymu the Nevela? Because Lamai Halchsa Kasa Rechmona, Ilet Trufei, if the teaches that it's Mitztara for the Shirk Azayis, Amrit, the Pasuk says, B'nevelosa, the Loi Mitztara, that it doesn't have that ability. What is the only thing we're going to use the pasuk of Shoyma to teach us? Lahaitzi. That we learned, Kavachoyma miyad osi. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Ella, and continues the Braisa, Ma'ena Inyan, L'Shoyma the Nevela. So it's not here to teach us anything about Shoyma by Nevela, to Ni'inu, L'yad in Nevela. V'Ma'ena Inyan, L'yad in Nevela, because we're learning now that there's a pasuk to teach us of Yad Nevela. Tanei liyad da alma, yad lahaitzi, yad lahachnis, and therefore that the yad, we already found that the yad has the ability to export tuma. We found that the yad has the ability to import tuma. Shomer letzarif, it must be that the pasuk is coming to teach us that the shomer is mitzarif. Veima, but says the Gemara, who says to learn this way? Maybe to wait to learn it is emeina inyan l'shomer the nevela. Because it's not really necessary, because the Shoyma of Nevela is not Mitztarif to Gezayis, Tinneu L'Shoyma D'Alma, and teach us that a Shoyma by other foods is Mitztarif to the Shir Kebeya. Shoyma L'Hachnitz, so we'll have one person to teach us the Shoyma could bring Tumah, Shoyma L'Tzarif, Aviyad L'Hachnitz, but to bring the halacha that Yad could transfer to Maloy, says the Gemara, the original question that the Gemara asked, that the Pasuk of Echiten Maim Azera, that the Pasuk is coming to teach the Yad could export but not import, and therefore there's no Pasuk to teach us that halacha, Elami Kara, from what we said, that Yad could only export an existing Tumah, but it can't make Tumah, the pasuk that says yad achnosik siv. The pasuk is speaking about something becoming tamei. The pasuk says v'nafla m'nevlosam olav. If therefore it must be speaking about a yad lahachnis. If that's the case, if yad lahachnis has the ability to make tuma, I need no pasuk for yad lahaitzi. And furthermore. The halacha now is that we now have established that Yad Lahachnis is the Pasuk. Yad Lahaitzi we learn from a Svara. Now, Shomer Lahachnis Lahaitzi we learn from a Kavachomer. Because if a Yad has the ability, Lahachnis Lahaitzi, a Shomer certainly has that ability. If that's the case, the Pasuk of Kol Zerah Zeruah Sheyizara is coming to teach us that not only does a Shomer have the ability lahachnas lahaitzi, but the Shomer has the ability letzaref as well. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, that we learned all of the halachos of Yodas and Shomrim, Shomer the Nevela Lomli, why was it necessary for the Torah to tell us a pasuk of Shomer? To tell me, Legufe Lamai. What does that mean? Ilitz the Rufa to tell us that the Shomer is Mitztarif. So we've been learning throughout our shir that actually the Shomer is not Mitztarif by Nevela. Ila Hachnis Lahoitzi. So that we can learn from Yad Asya that if Yad is Machnas Amoitzi, a Shomer is certainly Machnas Amoitzi. Answer the Gemara, correct. We could have learned the halacha that a shomer is mitzi machnas toma, but we still there's a rule that the Gemara establishes milsa das mekavachaima, something that we claim from mekavachaima tarach v'kosla kro, and the Bnei Yisoskar explains why we don't find by any of the other limudim gzereshava etc. that the Torah, that the Gemara ever says, that the Gemara ever says that even though these are legitimate lemudim, Torah for Kusla Kra, the pasuk went out of its way to teach us. Why specifically here, asked the Bnei Yisoskar, is there a concept of Torah for Kusla Kra? So he answers that all the other lemudim and shas are lemudim that we have with a Mesira. We have this Kseir Shava, we have this Binyanav, etc. A kavachomer is based on human logic. Something that's based on human logic could be flawed. And therefore, since it's based on something that could be flawed, the only way to be able to rely on it is Torah v'kos l'akra. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, I'm not a good speaker. How do you expect Paroi to listen to me? And the pasuk already said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hein b'nei Yisrael l'shem alai v'chishmenu peray." Why was it necessary for the Torah to write this kavachomer? Moshe Rabbeinu already presented it. But it answers the Gemara. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that if our Gemara just said that milsa the asiv kavachomer, something what I learned with a, that's learned through a kavachomer, Torah v'kosel l'kra, the pasuk many times will repeat, so now it's well understood. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu had said this kavachomer once, but a kavachomer is an example we're learning in our Gemara that Torah v'kosel l'kra, the Torah repeats. That's why the Torah over here repeated this kavachomer. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, that the Torah repeats itself, Shomer the Alma, the locha that is Shomer, is mitzdarif, emeloch, maybe I'll say that it's not here to teach us that halacha, it's actually to teach us lahachnis, that the shomer could be a way of transferring tumah. I'll say, as we've been saying throughout our entire shir, well, we know that from a kavachomer from Yad, but not a gemara established, asked the gemara, that milsa dos b'kavachomer, tarif v'kosel l'kra. Answers the gemara, heich dikla midrash darshinin. Yes, we can use as a teretz the concept of milsadas b'kavachomer, that even though we can establish it through a kavachomer, tarach b'kos l'kra. But that's an answer that we only use when we don't have any other answer. If we have another answer, we have another use, we use it for that purpose. Rav Chiva Aimer says the pasuk of Yitma, which is mentioned by Nevela, the pasuk is coming to teach us that Yad is Machnas and Moitzi, as the Gemara said before. With the Shani Shomer the Nevela, when we speak about a Shomer the Nevela, the Kiva the Masakiyo covered, the Shomer the Nevela maybe is not just a Yad that only transfers Tumah. Maybe the Pasuk of Yitma is not, maybe the Shomer by Nevela is not considered only like a Yad, but because it's Dat Mitztarif, and therefore the Pasuk of Yitma it's different than other Yodas, that it's more similar to a Yad than a Shomer, and therefore that Pasuk cannot serve as a source for Shomer, because it's not your typical Shomer. Maskla Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. We learned earlier in our shir that how do we know that a Shomer combines with an Eichel? How do we know that a Shomer combines with an Eichel for the shir Kebeya? because the pasuk says a kol zera zirua shei zora. Ask the Gemara, Maslar Yidu Shmuel Hadatanan. The Mishnah Masechta Uksin tells us, Petna Shorimain, the blossom that's on top of a pomegranate, Mr. Refes, is to the combined with the Rimain to have a sheer Kabeya Fatuma. Vanetchaloi, on top of the pitum, there's some sort of a blossom that grows. A Mitzdarif is not Namitzdarif. Vamai, but ask the Gemara, why is the Mitzdarif Krei Khan a Kol Zera Zerua Shei Zora that only way foods Zroim become Tamei? It's like we learned at the beginning of the Shir, only the way they are normally planted. And here, when we plant a Rimoin, we don't plant the seed with the Pitum. It's a tree. And when we plant a tree, we take a branch of the tree to plant the tree, and we don't take the fruit. And even if we were to take the fruit, we won't take it with the pitam. Vesu, Hadatanan, the Mishnah began this parak. Or Varoit Vakipa, Mitztarif, Latama Thomas Eichla Minolon. Here we're talking about meat. And all the Shoimrim and Yodas that we've been speaking in our Shurim and the Psukim are by things that grow. Says the Maral Trosa Kroiks, the three Psukim. A kol zera shezira, the pasuk says zera zirua shezira. Chad l'shoim d'zroim, chad l'shoim nevelus, the pitum that's on top of the remain. Vidach l'shoim shabas l'shoim basa ubeim v'dogim. That these are things that don't grow at all, but they still have a lock of a shomer. Amar chibar ashi, amar rav yesh yad l'tuma. As we've been learning, yad has the ability to transfer tuma. If liquid came in touch with a yad of an oichel, not the oichel itself, that's not the way that food will become mukshel kabel tuma. For yachrama yesha l'tuma, just like there's a concept of yad when we speak about the actual food getting tuma or importing or exporting truma, so too is there a din regarding hechsher of yadus. Says the Gemara, but my kamifgi, ask the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis? Says the Gemara, Ibai say Mesvara, Ibai say Makra. It can be logic or pasuk. Ibai say Makra, if we'll say that's based on a pasuk, the pasuk says, V'chit demai mazarev enofam nevasa olav tame hu lachem. Now the Gemara is teaching us, or debating, how to learn a drosha. Masava, the man d'amar Rav, who says there's no yodis by Heksher Makra, Nidrish, the Pasuk of Yodis, Nafan Nos Olav Tamehu, Lefanov, which is talking about the actual food, Veloy, Lefne Fanov, was before that, once removed, the Pasuk of Chiyut Maim El Zara. Masava, whereas Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, Mikra Nidrish Lefanov, the Pasuk of Yodis applies to what is right before the Halacha of Yodis, the actual food, and it's also applicable if nay fun of what's mentioned before that even, which is the din of Heksher Tumah. Ibai say the machlokes is svara. Masava Heksher Tchilas Tumahu, that being Machsher food for Kabbalah Tumah is really the first step in Tumah. So if there are yodis by Tumah, it's going to be yodis by Heksher Tumah, which is a first step towards Tumah. Machsavar, and the other man Dama holds, and the Heksher is not a step in something becoming Tomei. It's a prerequisite, but it's not a step. Lav Tchilas Tomei. Tanya Kavase says Gemara, Tanya Kavase, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that says, Kishem Shiyeh Shad L'Toma. He's like, we're learning the halachas of Yodis by Toma. Kach Yad L'Heksher. So too are the halachas of Yodis for being machshel kabel tuma, shem sheim kabel tuma elch shiyutoshu, that something that's connected to the ground is not able to be kabel tuma, and as the mafarshim explained, because if the halacha were that things that are connected to the ground can be makabel tuma, then every food would be makabel would be tamei, because there are all sorts of shrotzim which are crawling on the ground, and if food is ready, it could be makabel tumah when it's connected, every food will be makabel tumah. Kach ein makabel hechsher, so too this halacha, that a food cannot be makabel tumah unless it's mukhshal kabel tuma, is only applicable when they are disconnected from the ground. And if they're not disconnected from the ground, then even if they get wet, with all the halachas of hechshel kabel tuma, they wouldn't be applicable.